Blog Talk Radio.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, Big Red. Yeah, hello. What up?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, shit. I haven't played that in a while.
I know.
Okay, that's enough. Yo, yo, yo. What up? It is Brother B and Big Red in the house.
Yes, sir.
Another edition of the menu has begun. And it seems like once I posted this topic on Facebook, you know, started buzzing just a little bit. So I guess we're going to see where the road leads us tonight. So once again, is the illustrious Big Red.
Yes,
and
sir.
The brother
yeah,
B. The menu. What up, y'all? Hope all is well. What up, Big Red? What's going on?
Nothing. Just maintaining, chilling. Just trying to keep the head, put my head above water. That's all. Just trying to
making
be
making the way if you can. Temporarily.
That's right.
Lay off.
Good times. Hanging in the town line. Yeah.
No, it's hanging in the gutter, I think, something like that. All right, next, we're going to have to come back with the words for that. Just do it all off. But anyway, yo, okay. Ain't nothing to it but to do. Let's just get right into it. Tonight's topic, has America lowered its standards?
Yep.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Absolutely.
Look at, yep.
Absolutely. And when I say that or ask that question, has America lowered its standards? I have to point the finger to our current president, who seems like a babbling child lost in a cake factory. And just doesn't know what to do with himself because he's just consumed by all the different varieties of cakes, cookies.
Mm.
You know, it just feels like cakes and cookies, and you just want to tear into everything at one time, but you just don't know what you want to tear into first. I don't know. I don't know if you want to set it off, Big Red. I mean, because I got a few things to say. But I don't know if you want to set it off first.
Oh, you can go ahead. I'll just chime in as you go on because, you know, we have a lot of the same views. But, I mean, in terms of, I could say one thing in terms of Trump. I mean, you know, basically, yeah, I agree. He's, you know, I say he's more like a puppy, like a new puppy that you get and they get all happy and lick you all in your face and jumping around and all, you know, they just get all crazy.
Peeing on the floor.
Toys, yeah, peeing on floors.
Yeah, peeing on the floor. Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
So it's just,
okay.
You know, but then you have some people, and I have some people that I'm friends with. Not some people. I'll say mainly one really particular person that, you know, seems to think that, oh, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Really?
And feels that, yeah, and feels that, you know, we're being brainwashed, and I'm talking about our people, we're being brainwashed. Now, mind you, this person is one of us also. Oh, we're being brainwashed, and we're letting him get to us, and, you know, he's saying what he wants, and it's okay, and I'm like, okay, well, listen, everybody is entitled to their opinion, but you know what? At the end of the day, you know, I guess if that person hasn't experienced certain things, you know. I think that's what it is. People haven't experienced certain things. I think that's why they feel that these things don't affect them, or it's not a big deal to them, or him being, you know, the leader of our world or country or whatever, but they feel that it doesn't affect them. So, you know, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the guest call a number. If anybody wants to call in, the guest call number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Or you can leave your questions and comments, you know, Facebook page, you know, the menu. Mind, M-I-N-D, you are your mental, M-E-N-T-A-L. All right. I feel that America has lowered its standards because, listen, when Bush, let's just take it back to Bush. Bush Jr. He may have been a little weird, you know, in his own quirky way. He may have done, you know, some things that we didn't like as a people. His, you know, his cabinet at the time may have been on some shiesty stuff, but there was a certain level of class and decorum, you know, that was actually present at that time. When Obama, you know, when Barack Obama was elected president, for 8 years, there was a certain class and decorum, respect, you know, dignity,
mm-hmm.
that when it came to being in the White House and the first family, the first lady, people sat back and took all types of jabs, you know, at Barack Obama,
uh-huh.
you know, former President Barack Obama. And people can say what they want to say, but because he was black, that's the main reason why they had so many issues. You know, they can talk about certain policies that he made, things that he did do, things that he didn't do. You can say whatever you want to say, but even after or before he left, you know, there were certain people, you know, in government that admitted that the Republicans tried to stop anything and everything that he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing you can really say was because he was black. I mean, I guess there were white people. Not all, but there were white people that were in fear that when he came into office, they were going to be in chains. And black people were going to be like, you know, smoking cigarettes, drinking beer, and, you know, all up in the White House on the lawn, and, you know, just chilling. Yeah, it was going to be reverse slavery.
Turntables at the dinners and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. They must have thought that it was going to be reverse slavery, and they were going to get treated a certain way. And see, the whole thing is, you know, now people are going to say whatever they want to say about what I have to say. People are going to label me whatever they want to label me. And that's the wonderful thing about opinions. It's like assholes. Everybody has one, even farm animals. So with that being said, yeah. People were afraid of, you know, fear of a black planet. You know, they really thought that he was just going to just go around, you know, doing what they've been doing to us for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like that. And then I'm sure they probably got pissed off that he didn't conduct himself like that. He didn't conduct himself in a negative way. He didn't step out of line and say certain things. Like, he knew how to play the game, and I think they were pissed off at the fact that they couldn't take him out of character.
Yeah, and it's like, damned if you don't. Because if he did that, then it'd been, oh, that uppity Negro. You know, they'd have been, oh, that uppity Negro.
Yeah.
But I mean, would you want it? That's what I'm saying. He was in like an in between place because it's like, okay, if he acted like they wanted him to act, and it was like, oh, I see, he's just like the rest of them. Then it was, oh, well, he thinks he all that. He that uppity, like I said, that uppity Negro. Like, what are you, like, are you serious?
Exactly. Right, so, over the 8 years, none of that has happened. No scandals with his daughters. They tried. No scandals with his wife. They tried.
Oh, yeah,
scandals with him. They tried. Okay. So now, thank you again, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, for gracing us with your presence for the last 8 years. You know, I felt comfortable, you know, being in this country. I felt comfortable in the direction it was going because there was someone that was level-headed in office and that wasn't interested in starting a war and getting everybody blown up, you know, and sending, you know, innocent men and women off to die to go kill more innocent men and women and children, you know, for whatever cause, whoever wanted. So now we have the Donald, a.k.a. Donald Duck, a.k.a. the 45th president of the United States, who has not been 45. Agent Orange, a.k.a. Peking Duck, who has not been in office a month yet. And has managed to, and I correct me if I'm wrong, Red, but it seemed like there has been daily protests before, right before he went into office, when he was sworn in, and then protests every day after. Like, I was talking to a coworker. I'm jealous because, yo, how all these people got time to go out and protest? Like, is there like a fund? To go, like, listen, we're paying people to go protest.
Well, they probably are. You know what's so funny? They may be. They may be paying people to go and protest. It's just like you said, how do you have time? Not to cut you off from what you were saying, but even people that are on Facebook and they going hard. Like I said, I be seeing people going hard in the paint for him, or going hard in the paint, you know, against him. And it's like, where do you find time? If you're working and you're at a job, where do you find time to do all of this? Where do you find time to sit on here and you debating back and forth with somebody?
It must be a fund.
It must be something.
Yeah, there's people out there.
Out there.
And they're in the streets on the regular. Like protesting is a new job now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they put an ad in the paper, like, oh, want a new job? Want to change your life? Want to make a difference?
But you know what?
It
may be like that because if you think about this. Now, listen to this. Now, this is going to make you think. Think about back in the days in the 60s, you could say maybe like the 50s and 60s and the 70s, where like certain organizations were going to the college campuses and handing out flyers. Oh, you want to make a difference. Oh, join our group. Join this. Join it. So they might be doing this. It's the same thing happening. That's what I said. It's like history repeats itself. It's the same thing happening. These people in certain organizations that are against Trump or whatever's going on at the time, they go to the college campus. You know, these college kids, listen, they hipping up on what's going on, and they go and hand out flyers, or not even flyers. They, you know, go and say, oh, well, go to this website and this, that, and the other, and sign up for this and sign up for that. And that's how you get your protesters.
I believe it. Because, like I said, people are taken to the streets. And I guess the reason why, once again, you know, I had to take this topic. I'm just like, yo, once again, what happened to the respect, the decorum, the morals that came along with being president of the United States? I mean, this guy it's obvious that he doesn't have like somebody writing his speeches, because I think he just like he must be like
freestyling.
He's like the little Yachty, of speaking.
Yeah.
Like one of these little new rappers with braids and beads in his hair, because he's just off the head with whatever he has to say. And he doesn't really care. He's been like, I've never heard from Reagan to Clinton to Senior Bush to Bush Jr. I've never heard anyone speak so unpresidential, so unprofessional.
Now,
and people are okay with this. And I'm like,
right.
Word?
This is exactly what I'm saying about the person that that I seen today posting something, and they were saying the same thing. Oh, I like the fact that he goes off, and I like the fact he says whatever he wants and don't give a F in this. And I'm like, you can't be serious. And this is not somebody that's young. Now, mind you, this is not a young person that I'm talking about. This is somebody that's maybe in their 30s, maybe their late 30s, has two African-American sons of her own. Okay, and you're saying this like that's okay. Oh, I like the fact that he says whatever he wants, and and yeah, that's good. He's saying F you people, and I'm like, wow. Like, now I don't know if the person is saying it because they're saying it for a shock factor. Maybe that might be what it is, but it's just like, really, and then my thing is, you don't want nobody to say anything against what you're saying. It's like, you're supposed to say what you say, and that's supposed to be it, but if anybody else say something against what you're saying, then it's like, oh, I'll delete their comment, or I'm going to curse them out, or, wow, when did that become?
We'll see, that's the thing, right? That's Trump's mentality.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody, like, I heard Hot Rod. What up, Hot Rod, Nature B, Sean Black, K-Dog from The Absolute Truth. Monday nights at 10:30 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, our family on the internet.
Yep.
Yeah. they mentioned something. Hot Rod sent me something today, and it was a CNN reporter that Trump was just really digging into him. And I was just listening to the unprofessionalism and the arrogance and just plain idiocy that was coming, you know what I'm saying, that was coming out of this dude's mouth. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying CNN is fake news, and then you're saying, because what I got from it was, and it's on YouTube. Basically, if CNN is saying something, and he said, if anybody says anything against what you say on your show that's not anti-Trump, then you have a problem with that. But wait a minute. This guy, Trump, who sits there and says, who stands there and says, oh, well, if somebody would have said that to me, I would have fired them automatically. No problem. So what you say, you're back to, like, you're a hypocrite.
Oh,
and you really seem to think that no one's paying, like, you really seem to think that everybody is that stupid and you're that smart.
But it,
like,
it is, because
orange,
you know why?
Orange is not the only fruit in the basket, okay?
Right. But he thinks, but the thing is, the reason why he knows that he could say what he wants, because once again, you got people like that person that I just was telling you about, and a whole heap of them that says, oh, you know what, let this man say whatever he's wants. Oh, we finally got somebody that tells the truth. People don't realize there's a difference between being real, or what you call being real, and just being plain out ignorant. Now, I don't even want to say ignorant, ignorant, because this is the difference between being ignorant and ignorant.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And there's a difference
between that.
People don't realize. It's a difference between, you know, keeping it real or saying things that are truthful or out of realness, and then it's just being plain ignorant. And that's what he is. That's ignorant. He don't even deserve the ignorant. That's ignorant. Because you're talking to you're talking to a nation of people, like you're like you're in a boardroom or a business, or you're in your business, your
not
personal
even that,
boardroom.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
and you're talking
like
to
them, you're in a bar.
Right, like, yeah.
Like you're in a bar.
You're talking
like
to a nation. You're talking to a nation of people.
But then again, you're talking to a nation of people, but yet a world of people are hearing you.
Right.
A world of people are listening.
And then about the, just like you said, but that's the whole point. We have not, I'm not going, well, not everybody, but the United States has lowered their standards so much until this is what you're allowing. This is okay. And it's not just with him. It's a lot of things that's going on in this world that everybody's just saying, you know what, it's all right. We're living in 2017. Just let it slide. Let it go. All right, whatever. No, you got, come on. We got to bring some type of decorum back somewhere. It has to be somewhere we have to bring that back.
Exactly, some level of professionalism.
Exactly.
Because see, his rhetoric is going to trickle down, and then people are going to think that it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the president can act this way, so I can act this way.
Right.
No, it's not okay. It's not okay to be unprofessional. It's not okay to be stupid. It's not okay to be ignorant. It's not okay to be racist. It's not okay to be a bigot. And the list goes on. There's a lot of things that are not okay.
Not okay, but you know what?
If you want to call yourself a human and you want to conduct yourself in so-called, and that's another topic later on, civilized society, you cannot do certain things or say certain things and think that you're not going to be held accountable. And my problem is, and I'm going to say it, there are a lot of pilgrims who refuse to take accountability for the things that they say and the things that they do. You want to sit here, now mind you, come into office and he just ran a campaign off of hate to make and talking about make America great again. How are you making America great again? And but you are what from your white point of view, or from everybody's perspective? Because my whole thing is, America ain't never been great.
Nope.
It was, you know what I'm saying? You came here killing people, you've been killing people, and you're continuing to kill people, and you're going to kill more people. So don't sit there and but then you kill people in the name of freedom. You say you're doing it for freedom. You're not doing it for freedom. You're just using a damn excuse.
Right.
You're just trying to find an enemy so you have a reason to go out. You're just trying to be mad at somebody so you can have a go out the reason, have a reason to go out there and start yelling and fighting.
Right.
That's all.
Exactly. Exactly.
And what saddens me is that there are going to be a lot of innocent people that are going to pay for it. A lot of people who believe in patriotism, but at the same time, you think this so-called current administration or this current president is a patriot? Okay, so I challenge anybody, once again, the guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. I will even say it in Spanish. 347, 324-3395. I will challenge anybody to call in. I wish I knew in other languages. I need to brush up on that. I would challenge anybody to call in and tell me how you figure Trump is a patriot when not even on the front page of the news, but they have us. But I've seen it on Fox News, I've seen it on CNN, and I've seen it a couple other places to just to make sure that the story was the same all across the board. There's a Soviet submarine, Soviet, Russian, whatever you want to call it, not submarine, ship.
Uh-huh.
And the word was used in the article, a Soviet spy ship, a Russian spy ship, 70 miles off the coast of Delaware. Now, he's a patriot. I ain't got no problem with Russian people, individuals in Russia that seem to have a problem with this country.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, my thing is, once again, I challenge anybody. to come on and tell me about how much of a patriot he is when Russia is sitting 70 miles off the coast of Delaware.
Oh, well, let me tell you this. You think that – let me tell you something. That's not surprising to me, and it's not new. Do you realize – well, maybe because both of us wasn't even born at this time, but remember Sputnik?
Oh, yeah.
The what was it, the satellite?
The satellite, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So guess what?
Yep.
This is nothing new.
But wait
that's
a minute.
That doesn't even surprise me.
But remember, you know, without putting ourselves out there, because, you know, we're not old, but we got some age, we got some mileage on us, a couple of miles. You know what I'm saying? We ain't brand new out the factory. Yeah, a couple of miles. That was before we were born.
Right.
So it was a different time then. What about now?
Hmm.
When you got all this terrorism going on, you got all of this going on, you got so many things going on, everybody's so scared, everybody looking at Muslims like, oh, Muslims are going to do this, and Muslims are going to do that.
Hmm.
But wait a minute. Muslims? So wait a minute, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but Putin used to be the head of the KGB, a terrorist organization in Russia. So
well,
with that being said,
mm-hmm.
he's a war criminal. So he's buddy-buddy with our current president, and that they have a ship that's 70 miles off of Delaware.
Well,
Patriots, call me, 347-324-3395. Call me and tell us your view on how this president is such a patriot. Because if this was Ronald Reagan, oh, it would have been beef. Like, you couldn't
came.
Like, he wasn't the best president. He did a lot of this shit, too. But he wasn't letting no one come up in his backyard like that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You wasn't going to be sitting so 70 miles off of Delaware, Florida. You wasn't
nowhere.
No. Wasn't
that's
because
they know he don't
know
what he's. They know that he don't know what he's doing. They know he got his back. It's like they playing hide and go seek. He's still hiding and counting. And they're like, all right, you know what? Let's get on
over. Yeah, exactly.
Let's go back to the house, or let's go to the house.
Yeah.
He's still sitting outside counting behind the damn tree somewhere. And then the thing is, that's what it is. Let's put the focus on the Muslims. It's just like, how about this? Every time, don't you know
and
every
and
time?
And the Mexicans, too. And the Mexicans.
Oh, yeah, and the
Muslims,
Mexicans. You notice
Muslims and Mexicans. Yeah, you got to go on that.
Don't you notice that every time when something happens, or a shooting, or somebody, that's the first thing they say, ISIS, this one, that one. Oh, it might have been somebody black. They always going to put it on somebody else and not go for the real person. Or go for the real people, because they're going to be busy looking for an ISIS person. Oh, we're going to look for ISIS, because he blew up this and he did this and that. Oh, really?
Yep.
So, and not knowing it could be any black. I said anybody could be a terrorist. Anyone. How about these homegrown ones? Okay, how about these homegrown ones that go into movie theaters and schools and churches and kill people? Those are terrorists. Okay, but what? They're not terrorists.
They're not terrorists.
Challenged. They just have problems.
Individuals. They have problems.
They just have problems.
Somebody skipped them on the lunch line, and it was wrong. One of them went to go get coffee, and they ran out of creamer. So they got mad, and all hell broke loose.
Oh, they have problems.
They had a reason. Yeah.
Okay, his mother spanked him too much. Maybe his dad hemmed him up one day, and he said, Dad! No, they don't call it. I forgot. They don't call their father's dad. John.
They call him by first name. Yeah, they call him by first name.
Why you touch? Why you hit? Why you hit me up like that?
Yeah.
And then he ran out the house, and then you know, innocent children got to die because
you
got mad.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you.
Yeah.
I'm
so it's
kill
like
you while you're sleeping.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about these homegrown. You busy getting them ICE people out there busting up in people's homes.
Yeah, 40 arrests in New York alone.
Are you serious?
40 arrests in New York. 40 arrests. Oh, yeah, I saw the article.
I'm just saying, are you serious? You got these people bust. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but they
no,
bust
no,
up
no, go ahead,
people
go ahead.
Homes, but you ain't getting the ones that's in their goddamn basement figuring out how to make a pipe bomb. So when they have a next marathon or something, they gonna set that shit off. Are you kidding me?
Well, they ain't the concern right now. They too busy concerned trying to deport people.
Right, and build some goddamn wall.
Yeah, because I remember it was 40 people in New York City alone, 600 people nationwide. So you know this is only the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
This is only the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, they can sit there and say, oh, well, most of these people had, you know, prior convictions or whatever. Listen,
bullshit.
You can piss on my head. You can piss on my head and tell me it's raining all you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're doing is you're attacking people's civil liberties. You're attacking people's civil rights. You're attacking people's human rights. Now, some people sit back and say, oh, these liberals or you liberals. No, I'm not liberal about anything. But what's right is right. And my whole thing is, who the hell are you? If somebody came over here and you want to label them undocumented, but they're coming over here to, you know, to make money for their family or to take care of whoever they take care of, you know, all right, I get it. Okay, I also get it that there are some here that come here to cause trouble. But that's just not Latino. That's anybody. I mean, hell, if you want to take it back, who came here and caused trouble for the damn indigenous people?
Exactly.
So where's your paperwork?
Exactly,
Where's your paperwork? Because, once again, I will continue to say it, and if you don't like it, so what? But the pilgrims came here. You damn near killed off the people that were here. You took their land. Then you went and stole people because your ancestors, if people were too lazy to build, so you did it off the back of slavery. And now you're mad because we here, in our own way, we're thriving. You don't have.
I don't understand how they get mad.
Because,
and you brought us over here. That's what I don't understand.
How
the hell are you gonna get mad? You brought us all over here.
Because they gotta pay us now. So the slavery ain't free no more. It's like, you know that comedian Paul Mooney. He said, everybody was happy when the Negro was working for free. You know, the mother was happy, the father was happy. Everybody was happy when the Negro was working for free. Now you gotta pay it. So they took. Ain't no free labor no more.
Yeah, right.
And don't get it twisted. Listen, don't get it twisted. Me, now, I'm not a racist by no means. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm all about humanity. I'm all about, you know, everybody living. But not everybody sees it my way. And I don't expect anybody to. But my whole thing is, you wanting to round up people, yo, that sounds real scary. So you got, you know, so my thing is this.
That sounds like some Guantanamo Bay type thing going
exactly.
on. What was the other movie? Schindler's List type shit. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But yet, and this dude, you know, 45, Colt 45, mm-hmm. says that don't work every time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? don't work every time.
Don't work every time. Not this
but
time.
This dude,
God.
This dude makes it has made it clear that he's all for torture. He's all for it. And if Obama would have said something like that, yo, they would have went and turned the White House upside down.
Mm-hmm.
What? He believes in torture. Listen to, see, he's angry just like all the rest of the black people. Cause
mm-hmm.
He wants to torture people. He wants
he's an angry Negro.
No. He's an angry Negro. Rob him. Get him out of the office. Impeach him. But wait a minute. 45, quote 45 says it. And then it's okay. Like, oh, well, yeah. It's part of the process of making America great again.
Yeah, because this is how they always felt.
Well, that's their nature.
Exactly.
That's their nature. And that's one of the things of making America great again is, you know, let's torture them and let's get them the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make them feel uncomfortable. But look at it like this. You have corporations in this country that outsource. Now, if people don't know what outsourcing is, outsourcing, let's say I'm a billion-dollar-a-year industry a corporate company that is in this country, and I need workers to work telephones or this, that, and third. But yet, I don't want to pay Americans $15 an hour, $18 an hour to answer phones or do customer service to take calls for me. Why? When I can go to Australia, the Philippines, or India, I can outsource the jobs to them and pay them $5 to $10 an hour to do the job that an American would want for more money.
Right. Yep.
But they call themselves patriots.
It's all about that dollar bill.
T-O-H. G-T-O-H. I'm sorry, G-T-F-O-H. G-T-F-O-H. Stop it. Yeah, GTFOH. Stop it. You can't possibly call yourself a patriot when you don't want to help the people, the American people that are here. You're busy giving jobs to somebody else. Now, I'm not saying somebody else can't live, but wait a minute. So you're giving these jobs to other people. So that means when I call maybe my bank or I call some type of customer service, I'm calling to another country and I'm giving them all my information. And then next thing you know, a couple of months later, identity theft.
Yep. My bank account is wiped out.
Get over there. Exactly. Because
my whole bank account is cleaned
out. Yeah, some of these people are probably selling your information.
Yep.
But
they don't see it that way. They don't. I don't understand why they don't see it that way. But just like you said, but see, it's all about everybody making a dollar. Because guess what? The identity theft. Look at all these. Once again, look at these commercials. I'm home. When I see these commercials, it's 2 and 3 and 4 of them about identity theft. Oh, we can help you with your identity theft. We can help you this. Oh, to call this number and if you got problems. It's all about making that money because they're going to charge you for that now.
You can send a check.
They're
going
to charge you to help you.
$99.99.
Mm-hmm. They're
going
to charge you.
And we're going to help you. Yeah. Well,
to help you. Get your identity back.
Yep.
it's all about, man, like I said, it's all about, and you know, it's sad as, you know, when you're young, I don't know if I don't feel these things were happening when we were young, like when our parents were, you know, when they had us and, you know, coming up in that time. I don't think they had that problem. I don't think they even dealt with there might have been certain things. The last thing I remember as a child, when it came to something political or something, you know, with the president was, what was his name? Sadat. When Sadat got I don't mean to laugh about it, but I remember I was seeing, I was in school, and I know I remember seeing the Daily News newspaper in my house, and I seen where it says Sadat shot. I knew about that, but I didn't know exactly what that was about. Then I remember when it was the hostages in Iran. I remember that.
Yeah.
You understand? It's like certain things I remember. But it's like now, when you get older, it's just like, and I guess because of the world that we're living in, because of social media, and like I said, 24-hour news channels and all that stuff.
Yep.
It's just like it's too much now, and it's just like you don't know what's
overkill.
The truth.
Overload.
Right, it's overkill, but then you don't know what's real, what's not real. You don't know what's the truth, what's not the truth. You don't know if somebody's just, like I said, if they're keeping it real or saying something, out of just true out their heart, or they're just saying it just to be ignorant, you know what I'm saying, or out of ignorance.
Well, exactly. Well, see, that's the problem. It's like the person who goes to McDonald's every day. And I mean every day. You go to McDonald's, Burger King, every day. But yet, as soon as you walk in there, you spend the first 10 minutes staring at the damn menu.
Mm-hmm.
But you go there every day.
Right.
Every day. You go there every day. You already know what's in the goddamn. You already know what's on the menu. You already know today's special. You know all that stuff. But yet, you stand there 10 to 15 minutes, and you're like, what do I want?
Right. And you just...
And it's like, but you know what? because that's the freedom that people have to express that, my opinion or my I have options. See, that's
right.
The problem. The internet gives too many, this day and age, people have too many options.
Yeah, yeah.
See, remember years ago, mom was in the house with the damn telephone cord that only went but so far. Let's get it right. The telephone cord wrapped around you to the other bedroom, to around the stove, the refrigerator. It was a long ass telephone cord.
Long ass to hell, yeah.
But you couldn't go to the store on the telephone cord.
No.
That's the only thing that you could wrap up everything in the house on that telephone. You could cook, you could went to the bathroom, and you still wrapped up in the cord. But you couldn't go outside with the telephone. Now you have options. Now you can go outside with the telephone. You can get on the bus with the telephone. You can do all types of stuff and be on the damn phone.
You see something out in the street, and you go record it, and then you can sit there. You're on the phone while you're recording it now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and you're still on the phone, and then you went and switched topics. Like, oh, well, I went from this to, oh, gosh, you wouldn't believe what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at a dog pee on a cat. Like, oh, wow. Like, what is going on? I'm going to video
you wanna see? I'm
going to
record
it
for
you. Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm going
to put it on
Facebook. It's the funniest thing ever. Yeah, and then I'm going to go to the store and get him some beef jerky. So, I mean, people have too many options to do too many things. I think people are just kind of complacent, or they're just, it's an effect. It's like going on vacation and you ain't never been on vacation. And it's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do first. Or the best way I can put it is like a dude for the first time, a dude that just came home going to a nudie bar. he's just stepping in there. He just see naked booty and he going crazy. He just don't know what to touch first. That's the option. He has those options. People have too many damn options.
And I think they get a little crazy over those too many options.
Exactly.
Because they don't know how to have the etiquette. You can have options, but
yeah,
a certain type of etiquette that you have to have with those options.
Exactly. Now, Trump, he has too many options. Like, he just said, wow, I'm in the White House. So I see him now sitting down in the big leather. He said, oh, this is nice leather. And, oh, I'm in the Oval Office. And he's probably scratching his meat. And he's like, yo, let me make some phone calls. Let me get the gang together. And for the next 4 years, I'm about making my money. I'm making his money because he don't really care about the American people. He's just, and because once again, 46%, to you 46%, do not complain. Because if you didn't vote, can't say nothing. You can't sit there and say, oh, my gosh, this is so unfair. You didn't vote.
Right.
Listen, I wasn't too much in favor of the person that I voted for, but I voted. Because
right,
I didn't
exactly
want somebody else coming in. And I also didn't like the rhetoric that was coming along with it. So I voted. But 46%
right
of the country did not vote. And once again, has America lowered its standard? Hell yeah. Because now you're letting anything in. See, my problem is this.
Oh, no, they're not going to let anything in.
No, listen. Check it out, Red. You know that attitude of like, oh, well, once the black people are in the neighborhood, then the property value goes down. So you're trying to tell me that a black man was in the White House for 8 years and what? Property value went down on the White House. The whole job of being the president went down because a black man was there for 8 years. So now all of a sudden you're just letting anything in now. Listen, I'm not against anybody that has been through divorces or had divorces or whatever, but this dude treats women very disrespectful. He's like, he just runs storm. What, he's on his third wife now?
Well, listen, she know her.
Go ahead. According to who? According to what?
No, I said according to some people, and like I said, the person I was talking about in particular earlier, they said, oh, she knows her place. That's good. That's what she needs to do. She knows her place. I said, oh, shit.
Well, first of all, as far as I can remember, especially the Jackie O, what do you mean she know her place? The first
she
lady has always been instrumental. The first lady has always been instrumental.
No. Yeah, I know, but that's what the person is saying. She knows her place. She's not supposed to engage with nothing. She's supposed to just stand there and just support whatever he's saying. She's not that's what she knows her place.
That's the most, really? We making America great like that again?
You know her place.
Get in the kitchen. Get in the kitchen and make me some food, mama. Yep, barefoot and pregnant. You just get your little butt on in there and make me some grits.
Some grits.
Extra butter. Some grits.
He probably don't eat no
some
damn grits.
Chicken. Yeah, listen, I don't know what he look like he eat. That's the whole thing. This guy is just, I don't know. He look like he don't eat anything. He just looks crazy to me. He looks like an orange in a suit. I don't get it.
Probably eats like egg Benedict or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe eat raw eggs. I don't know. Raw eggs and turkey bacon. I don't know. Once again, it's his decorum, his mannerisms. All of that is disrespectful. I get it. Oh, it's refreshing to have someone just say what's on their mind. But once again, if Barack Obama would have done that, you would have lost your draws.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got to get rid of him. Oh, we got to send him back to Hawaii. Oh, we got to send him to Hawaii.
Well, you know why, that is because he was black. That's all that. Well, you know that's why that would have happened.
But you know what bothers me? Nobody cares.
You're right.
but that's the thing. Nobody cares. The whole sentiment, the whole attitude of like, it's okay. Like, it's okay to be a bigot. It's okay to be a racist. No, it's not. Like, keep that stuff to yourself. It's not okay. Because you know what? I see a lot of people posting certain things on Facebook about Barack Obama or about people of African descent, but yet this dude talk about, grab him in the crotch and punch him in the face and all this and that. They ain't posted, they ain't saying none of that. Anything that he's saying is negative. But everything else that has to do, like, listen, do me a favor. To all the people who may be listening right now and that are Facebook friends or not Facebook friends, listen, it's okay. I know you're a part-time racist. And it's okay.
Part-time racist.
Listen, we are still cool, okay? I accept you for who you are. See, that's why I like me. I have an objective attitude. We can talk about anything. We can agree to disagree. But I know you're a racist.
Mm-hmm.
You probably like me because, you're not those type of black people. Listen, it's okay.
You're the good Negro.
It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a good Negro. Yeah.
Good Negro.
You know, he's not like one of the others. He's not like Abdullah and the rest of the gang. Now, he's not like them. You know, so he's not speaking out of turn. You know, he knows his lane.
Did you say he's not like Abdullah? What you?
Yeah, he's not.
He's
like
not like Abdullah.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to watch him. He's not going to do anything crazy like mm-hmm. take a 40 out of the store and go in the corner and start preaching. He's not going to do anything.
He's not
going to
date our daughter or nothing like that.
He's not going to date Peggy. He's not going to do that. I actually let my daughter go to the store with him.
I'll let him go. I'll let him drive her to the store.
Yeah.
He can drive her to the store.
Yeah, he can drive her to the store.
Oh,
it's okay.
Gosh.
Like, wait, hey, everybody, he's with us. He's one of the good guys. He's with us. Yeah. He's been tested. He's good. He's with us. Thank you. But yeah, you're like, we're good. We're good. I understand you're a part-time racist, and it's all good. But do me a favor, in your part-time racism, right, when you become full-time, whoever you are, else you are, just remember the double standard. So when it happens to you, don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because with that racism, with that bigotry, with that attitude, it's just a, it's another form of a double standard. And when it happens to you, don't say anything, because it's the same type of double standard that you're putting out there.
Yeah.
So once again, has America lowered its standard? Hell yeah, because you're now accepting anything in the White House. Like, yo, this, the education secretary, does she even have education?
Oh.
And remember, I'm not following this like this because the news is depressing, and everything that's
right.
This is just. Like this stuff is just, stuff like this is just making me want to put my head in the fish tank, and you know what I'm saying?
Like
it's just,
wait, the ostriches, they put their head in the sand right on the
You know, just like put my head in the toilet and just flush. Like it's so depressing, and it's like, wait a minute. So this lady is the education secretary. She don't even know what the hell she's doing.
Mm-mm,
Ben
not
Carson,
at all.
Ben Carson, who's a black doctor, or was a doctor, whatever he currently is now. Oh, well, yeah, he's in charge of HUD and the housing affairs for the president. Wait a minute, he's a doctor. He's a
Lord
surgeon.
Have mercy.
What the hell does he know about housing and real estate?
Exactly.
Dude, that's like putting a pizza maker in a Jamaican shop to make roti.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Really? And then they got the nerve when you go for a job, and especially a city job, they want to know everything and make sure you got this and don't falsify statements.
Oh, wait.
Are you kidding me? Red.
Do you have any experience?
Oh,
no, but
right.
It's okay. I can run this. See, that's all you're saying. These people are being hired with no experience necessary.
None.
And they're getting the job. So basically, if I had a job interview tomorrow and somebody asked me, the president doesn't have experience.
Right.
Most of his
exactly.
people have it. So why should I have experience? And you know, it's a valid point. Some people say, well, working at my company, you need to have experience. Like, no, you're just being real picky.
Right, exactly, because the president ain't got no damn experience, so he ain't got not one piece of political experience. I think I got more political experience than he do in that damn wig he wear on his head.
Real talk.
Exactly. It's like, are you kidding me?
I think it's a cat that's just laying down on his head.
I don't know. I never seen a squirrel lay so still.
But yo, I'm just like I said, has America lowered its standards? Yes, it has. People can say whatever they want to say, but once again, I will say it. Nobody's calling. It's cool. You don't have to call in. You don't have to come in here. You don't have to call in and embarrass yourself, because I already know. Like I said, there's a Soviet ship 70 miles off the coast of Delaware. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
But yet he's a patriot. Now, aren't
right.
they? And I've read also that they are willing, Russia is willing to, as a show of good faith, to give up Edward Snowden. Now, Snowden is the gentleman that basically put the country on blast, the government on blast, that they were watching. The CIA and the NSA were watching people through their emails and, you know, certain other things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
they're willing. So basically what they're saying is they're willing to give him up as a show of good faith. And I'm like, who cares about Edward Snowden now?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what does that do, Flynn? One of Trump's boys, Flynn, the defense secretary, whatever the hell he was, he just resigned or quit or got fired or whatever because he was caught, like, hey, in the room talking to some Russian people on the phone. So with that being said, wait a minute, where's the patriotism? As much as they were questioning this black man, Barack Obama, for 8 years, questioning him about, oh, is he really an American?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Arnold Schwarzenegger is more of a patriot to me than Trump ever will be.
Right, sure. I'd have rather him for president than him.
Yeah. I would have voted. There's a few Republicans. I would have voted for Bush's mama if she would have ran for president. I would have voted for her. I would have voted for Dick Cheney. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And or Karl Rove. And you know them dudes. First of all, Dick Cheney, he robot.
Yeah,
that
he's
an alien or something. Yeah, he's an alien. But I would have voted for him.
They came and got him and put him back as a clone.
They put Dick Cheney back together. But I would have voted for him.
Yeah.
I would have voted for McCain. I would have voted. There's a few Republicans that I would listen. I would have voted for Jeb Bush. I would have voted for any one of them.
Sure.
5891. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
Yo. What's up? It's the one and only, the man of the hour, the professor. What's going on, y'all?
What up, brother?
I'm about to bark and tear the whole joint up.
Wait, he's about to get a DMX on.
I'm about to get it. Don't get me started.
He said, don't get me started.
Yo, no man for me like it. Man, listen.
What up, brother?
Man, but on an all serious tip, man, listen. The things that are going on right now in this country, it's all jacked up.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, and Brother B, Big Red, you've heard me say this before. You know, I mean, yeah, the election is done and over with, but the thing that still gets everybody is that all these people voted for this to get into office. All these people went and cast their votes and put him in there. And plus, all these people chose to stay home on election day.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that, and you know what's funny? People talk about white folks voted for him. There are some black folks that voted for him too. So basically, everybody shot themselves up.
Everybody shot themselves up.
You know? Everybody. And I do.
Everybody.
Everybody.
I don't consider them black. The people that did that. Listen, you can't say that you have been a part of a struggle,
right?
And vote for somebody like Trump because, it's not Trump himself. It's his rhetoric,
right? What he stands
it's his
for.
His mouth. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Take a good look.
He still
at
thinks
his...
he's on the game show. He thinks he's on the show.
Right.
I think he still thinks
he's still
on the show.
So.
The Apprentice.
He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
He's not running the country. Did you see? I saw a video today that a friend of ours texted me, and he's sitting there tearing a CNN reporter because the CNN reporter called
him
out
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's what Hot Rod. I was talking about that earlier. Hot Rod had sent that video.
He texted
me,
it to me too,
and apparently he sent it to you too. And yeah, he was. And what was even more disrespectful was the fact that he checked. He was like his last name. He had to make sure. I think his last name was of Hispanic descent, but he was like,
yeah,
I had to make sure you weren't related to such and such, because then I sure
right.
could, you know, I basically couldn't answer your question. And I'm saying to myself, like, wow. Like,
yeah,
you're
this
like
is,
people are really okay with this,
and you know what?
Really
this is what it is. This is what's going on right now in this country. He's just, you know, something that was hidden that people thought would go away. No, it's alive and well because you know what? He gave a rebirth to neo Nazis, to the neo white supremacist movement. They just got a rebirth because you know. With all this that's going on and people don't realize it, They're not seeing it. People still don't understand. Because you know why I say some black people did it too? Because guess what? I was speaking to somebody, a sister, who stood there and told me the reason why she voted for Trump was because she wanted, because the Democratic Party was sitting there letting black people be lazy. I'm like, wow.
Wow.
Are you serious? When she said that, she said it with her own mouth and said that she voted for Trump. I'm like, this is sad. This is sad. And you know what?
Well, black people are going to be lazy, or people are going to be, in general, are going to be lazy with the Trump.
People in general, exactly.
So,
exactly.
Matter.
Right.
That is why I say this, that we as a people, we got to have our own backs. If BET could go back to being black, I mean, damn, have y'all seen BET lately?
I don't believe,
I think it's the B is not for black. Maybe it's for Broadcast Entertainment Network.
Listen, I call
like
the
that,
ET Network, so.
No, but Brother B, I'm like, what's going on here with BET? But, however, not to take everything off the subject, but at the same time, we got to watch each other's backs because you know what? It's about to be serious. It's already getting serious because you know when you have a stick of dynamite in your hand and you light up that spark, you understand what I'm saying? So all that stuff, it's just sizzling. It's about to explode.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Things are about to explode because look at the immigrants who he's attacking. I mean, right there on Church Avenue.
Because somebody was saying something. Somebody was saying there was rumors that, because Big Red had touched on it earlier, rumors of they were doing like checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
But they're trying to downplay it in the news and say that there weren't any checkpoints. I believe that's a lie.
Oh,
I believe there were checkpoints.
They had it on Facebook too. A guy was saying that they would basically, yeah, like up and down Church Avenue, like in that area, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what they're doing now?
So wait, you Negroes ain't safe either. He's trying to get everybody. Trust me.
No, let's just say he's trying to get everybody.
Yeah, he's trying to get everybody.
It ain't just the Latinos. He's trying to get everybody.
It's not the Latinos. You know what it is? He's getting everyone who's not European. He's not touching the Europeans. You see on Atlantic Avenue.
Exactly.
Go on Atlantic Avenue and you'll see a whole nation. You'll see a whole Arab nation that lives there. They have businesses there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Church Avenue, it's all primarily West Indian. So people got to be careful because in the many years I've heard about immigration knocking on people's doors. If they find out that you have a bunch of illegals living there, they'll come and get them. They'll come and get them, and you know, next thing you know, they're getting deported.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are, it's 2017, and he signed an executive order. And people are scared out of their minds. I heard that a church in Staten Island that's primarily Hispanic, they said that the church was empty.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because people are scared. Businesses are scared because they're sitting there like, wow, if someone undocumented comes in to the store, I have somebody undocumented working here, and what am I going to do? If they come in here, they're going to take that person. And the people that they're targeting, they're not criminals. They're people who have been living here. They've been living here for
peacefully.
Over 20-something years. And they're not doing
peacefully.
Anything wrong. They have family here. They're trying to make a living. Some of them, yeah, becoming an American citizen, for some people, it could be very hard.
It costs thousands. They charge thousands of dollars for that paperwork. So I think the minimum is like $5,000 to start the paperwork.
Yeah.
I could be wrong.
To become a U.S. citizen.
You're a citizen. You're going to pay.
And with
you're
going to
pay.
Office, and with this idiot in office, he's making it even harder for for people to become American citizens. He's about to make it even harder for you to become a citizen. So people who are undocumented, who want to become citizens, they're trying to make that money to become that. But yet the prejudice that they face, all these illegals, like one time some idiot called the Absolute Truth Show. And I call him an idiot because the guy is basically, he was basically saying that we don't want them here. But yet he contradicted himself because his grandparents were immigrants that came here. And all that, these immigrants are coming in here trying to take away our jobs. I'm like, are you serious? Name one average American who would work for $5 an hour.
Exactly.
Listen, wait. Wasn't it sometime last year beefing about people that work at McDonald's wanting more money?
Yeah.
But wait a minute.
Exactly.
Listen, there are people who enjoy working in the fast food service, but the whole thing is, shouldn't they be compensated for making your freaking food? Just because it's McDonald's or it's Burger King doesn't mean that those people don't pay rent or don't have children to take care of, or they don't have bills. So why are you trying to knock the hustle of somebody that's trying to do right for themselves or right by themselves?
Yeah.
Because if they were out there knocking you in your head, robbing you, then they'd be wrong.
Right, or on the corner swinging them things.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be ready to lock them up somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. See, my issue with this whole roundup. Yeah, exactly. With this whole roundup thing. Listen, if you're already trying to take away the civil liberties from regular citizens, the undocumented ones, they have no choice. And all you're going to do is use this as an excuse to knock the hustle of the people who are here legally. Because what you're going to start deporting people that live here and that are legal here to say, well, listen, you did a crime, so we don't want you here anyway. So we're just going to detain you. Because nowadays they're using any and everything as a reason to detain people.
Mm-hmm.
So if I look like an immigrant, or I look like something, you know what I'm saying? Or if I don't have my ID on me that day,
how about this? The names, a lot of people have children, or just people in general, the names, they may start looking at the names. Like I said, my two children have kind of like names that sound Arabic. Guess what? Your name is what? That's good. No. Come on with me. What?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing? Like, are you kidding
Here's another thing too, because the people that you're taking away, they have children that were born here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you're gonna take away parents from their child.
They're already doing it. I was just seeing it on Facebook, and there was a lady, and she was hiding out at a church, and they found her. And now they're saying that they're going to deport her. And the lady got kids that's living there. Her youngest child is I think 6 years old or something like that. Are you kidding me?
3054, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Hello.
Call 3054.
Why do you guys talk about my president? My president is white.
We know.
Leave my president alone.
My coffee is black. Now what?
But you could add some cream to that coffee and make it white again.
Oh God!
It
ain't gonna be white.
it's gonna be tan.
Listen, the absolute truth and the menu is nothing but fake block news.
But
fake block news. They love me. They love to attack me. I give them ratings.
Well, Hot Rod, dig this. You know that Kellyanne, the blonde bimbo idiot, you know she's been banned from Morning Joe on MSNBC. Because they said the reason why I heard that she books her own appearances, and on MSNBC they said that they're tired of her coming on the show and lying about things.
Is it lying?
Are they tired of it, or are they just like, all right, listen, we gotta We got to do something about it before she. We know that she's lying, but we got to do something about it before she exposes her. Because they know they've been knew that she's lying. They've been knew she was lying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Alternative facts, like she says.
But
come on, they can't make that alternative fact.
They come up with a word for everything, so they have, once again, listen.
So they can say
it.
What they want to say.
Stop
mm-hmm.
coming. Listen. I'm like, listen. If somebody peed in the corner, you peed in the corner. Don't sit there and say, oh, well, the person relieved himself.
Urinated.
And said,
urinated.
You know, said
urinated.
Part, yeah.
Because you don't have an alternative word
yeah.
piss in the corner.
Yeah,
yeah
stop
alternative.
It. Stop it. The person pissing
in
the corner.
Corner.
Yeah, person pissing in the corner. What's this? The person relieved himself on the side of the building.
Right.
Relieved? What?
Listen
to relieved
right.
himself.
You know you
the side stop. Of the building.
But you know what? You know what it is? You know you pissed in that corner. But yet
yeah.
you're going to cover it all up. You're going to say, well, someone, well, the person who urinated in that corner. I'm like, really, man? You did it.
Really, man? You did it.
Yeah, like
but,
own up to
but
it.
But seriously, guys, it's not even been a month yet, and the world's still talking about it.
We
know,
so
you know, you know why the world, years. You know why? Uh-huh. You know why people are still talking about it? Because no one has really had anything of real substance to say for the past 8 years. Now people actually have something of legitimate gripe. So they're taking it to the streets. Because Obama wasn't pissing anybody off but some of the white folk, selective white folk.
Exactly.
Those are the only people, and some of these idiot black people who
and some, yeah,
to
I was
say, oh, he wasn't
being
black. Yeah.
His wife is not a real woman. Yeah, mm-hmm. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't even call them black. I just call them fake brownies. But anyway,
exactly.
You know,
fake brownies.
It's like yeah, fake brownies. But my thing is, nobody had anything real to say. They didn't have anything real to go off of, because every time they tried to say something to Obama, Obama just brushed the dirt off his shoulder. But see,
right.
Now you got something. Now you got a dude that's actually out there, and he's just grabbing his meat and crotches, and he's like, yeah, I dare you to say something.
But I just
he's
don't
calling
care how
people fake news. He's calling everybody. He's just, I don't like you. I don't like you. I don't even like your mother. I don't like you. I'm the president.
I don't even like my
that's
own mother.
No,
that's
but you have to
saying.
Admit, that is good. People love that type of stuff because they've never seen anything like that from
yeah.
a quote-unquote politician before.
That's what makes America great. The fact that you can go grab a woman's crotch and you can say it, and there's other things that you can do because you know what? It brings back that white male machoism.
Exactly.
That cowboy John Wayne. You better be out by sundown, pilgrim, or I'm going out. You know what I'm saying?
Go
ahead, make my day.
Go ahead, make my day.
My day. No, but you know what?
Yeah.
This is the new wave now. And for not even President Bush, could piss people off the way this guy pisses people off.
Oh, my
because,
goodness.
Because every day, I've never seen so many demonstrations, and one thing I gotta say about the those from the Middle East, by shutting down your stores, you're not just talking the talk, you're actually doing it. Saying, "All right, you want to see what things are gonna go? You want to see what happens when we're not doing our business? Fine, then we'll shut down our businesses. You're not coming into our stores and buying anything."
But see, with Bush,
yo,
it was like it took time for people to not like him. See, this sucker here, you had us not like people not liking you before you even got into office. And I think it's
exactly.
too much at one
off.
Time with him.
Yo.
It's like you had to give like you should have gave this time instead of just signing stuff. Like I said, they were just putting stuff on it. Says, sign this dummy, sign this jackass, sign it.
This is the thing, Trump. You know what it is? He's in his zone because guess what? He has a Republican-controlled Congress.
Well, most
you have the Senate
don't
is controlled
like
by
anyway.
The Republicans, and a Republican-controlled House. And, you know, yes, some of them don't like him, but the ones who really hated Obama, they're living their dream. Like, yeah, we got
it. Exactly, exactly. But listen, but real talk, and I don't know if anybody agrees with me, the real Republicans, like the Dick Cheneys, like the Karl Roves, like the Bushes,
yeah,
they are not in favor of his type of politics. And I'm not going to lie.
Nope, they're not.
I like Bush on the tail end. Like when he did the duck, when the dude threw the shoe, and he did the duck, and he came back up with the smirk on his face. Yo, I was like, that's the man right there, son. He is like,
that's
he did it so.
He was a clown.
Magnum PI. Yo, he did it like it's like he was like the Matrix, and you know what?
Right.
He wasn't even mad. He wasn't even mad. That's why I was like, yo, him talking about Arabs, and like he ain't really mad at them. Because the dude just threw a shoe at him, and he just dipped and went back to talking.
Yo, he should have been.
Like, come on.
No, but you know what else?
But Trump, do that to Trump. Throw a shoe at Trump. Yo, he'll have your whole nation locked up.
Mm, exactly. Oh, you know what he did? There's something else that he did that was real disgusting. And John McCain had to step in. Did you know that he was in a conversation? He was in a phone call. He had a phone call with the Prime Minister of Australia. And after 25 minutes, he rudely hung up the phone on him because the Australian Prime Minister disagreed with his immigration policy. Yeah, he got into it with the guy, and he just rudely hung up the phone on him. And Dick
you have to give him credit. He got balls. Donald Trump got balls.
John McCain,
right?
But once again,
that's lowering of the standards. That's who that's not acceptable.
No, it's not because
that's
not acceptable.
That's not being
diplomatic. And you're not being diplomatic.
Yeah.
Remember, this is a country you're running. You're not
but this is what
business.
The people want. That's why I want to say I want the
no,
big hoopla. This is what the country wants.
That's exactly what I said earlier.
You're
Brother
right.
B, you heard, Brother
right,
B, Big Red, you heard what I said earlier. The people voted for him. Blame the people.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some people who are staunch supporters. They said one lady last night I was watching on the news, she practically said that if she could vote again, she would vote for him again. Both her and this man, they were sitting in front of.
But you know what?
Standing in front of Trump's house.
It didn't affect them yet.
Right.
No.
Exactly.
It didn't affect.
Exactly.
It didn't affect.
I was
them.
Just telling. Mm-hmm, I was just telling Brother B that a person that I'm friends with on Facebook, and basically they, you know, were saying the same thing. Oh, he speaks his mind. Oh, I like the way he say F y'all and F you Negroes and all this. I said, well, I'll be damned. Oh, you said, you know, I don't know if the person is saying it just to get a shock factor out of people, but it's just like you really can't be serious with what you're saying. You got to be joking.
Well, you know what? Like Sean Black told me earlier today, one of the reasons why Democrats failed was they did not market the right way like the Republicans did, like Donald Trump. Donald Trump said two great things that stuck to people's minds. The stupid wall to block out all the Mexicans, yeah, right. And the main slogan, let's make America great again, a.k.a. let's make America white again.
Right.
That stuck with the people's mind, and that's one of the main reasons why he won.
And on top of that, you have some people out there who just didn't give a damn because they practically said, oh, well, I don't need to vote. Oh, please, man, I ain't voting for none. Yeah, you didn't vote? Well, too bad. Sit down and shut up. Don't say nothing. Because, you know, when it came time for you to speak up, where were you?
Dude, that's right. You ain't do what you can.
Y'all ain't do nothing. Nobody did anything. But yet everybody was sitting there crying their eyes out on election night.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, even on Inauguration Day, some people who didn't vote were the ones marching. I'm like, what are you doing? And then after, the very same people who voted for him are now kicking their own butt saying, damn it, what the hell did I do?
Mm-hmm.
But now, okay, so now I got to ask I-Rod. And I'm going to go back to this because I have to go back to it because this is to me, it's an intimidation tactic. But I want to see who's going to get paranoid and flinch first. So once again, going back to Delaware, 70 miles off the coast, a Soviet spy ship. What is your take on that?
Where did that ship come from? How did they know it was Soviet? It's like more questions as always than answers. It's like, wait a minute, out of nowhere, a Soviet Union ship does show up. Like, no one did that detect it in the beginning.
They know
their sensors. They knew about this.
They knew about it.
It's a scam.
Oh, yes, they did.
I say scam. I say something, as always, they're not going to tell us the truth. And, of course, the Trump administration, we will never learn the truth. Like, wait a minute. You tell me from Obama to Clinton to Bush, all these years, we never had a Russian ship. Then within a month of Donald Trump, hey, I'm just popping up in your hood now. What's up? Like, really?
Yeah.
And now what? Everybody's panicking that right now. People don't realize that our government loves when we panic, when we protest, when we riot. So this is what America's all about. People don't think the right way. Like Big Red said a few weeks ago, the problem with most people today, they live in our fear. So what, you go for Trump, like Trump will lead the way? Come on.
Exactly.
I don't know what to say about the Soviet Union. I don't know the whole story yet.
Right. They knew it was
right.
They know it was there. I mean, I don't know the whole story either. Even from someone else was telling me about a Soviet aircraft in our airspace. I don't know what that was all about either.
Speaking of the Russians, let's take a look at this. Like, Trump, and I do say Trump, and Vladimir Putin are the best of friends, because what do you know, the very same night that he won the election, the first foreign leader to give him a call was Putin. And even today,
and
when
their market,
finding
their
out...
Their market has been doing a whole lot better.
Oh, very
Russian
well.
Market.
It's been going on well. The Russian market's been doing very well. And, you know, and it had me thinking. Now, had this been President Obama, he would have been impeached a long time ago.
Espionage, treason. Oh, I hope they would have made up charges. They would just made up words to put to whatever they were going to give him.
What do we call that? White man privilege, right?
Yeah.
But how much privilege is it? How much privilege is it if you're kind of, doesn't it seem like you're kind of selling out your country? I mean, what was that dude, Flynn?
Basically.
What was he, the second? Well,
yeah.
I don't know what position he was in, and I really didn't care. But the fact that he just got fired or he resigned because he was on the phone with the Soviets?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. You're giving a foreign country intel on our country. But
you're a patriot.
You're the president of the United States. There's certain things you're just not supposed to involve anybody else in.
But
nobody's saying anything.
Exactly.
So it's okay.
That's what I meant by
so once again, has America lowered its standards? Yes.
Here's my question. When did we have standards?
This is true. Well, put it like this. I just went in 8 years of I remember when Obama came and talked about, oh, his mother-in-law comes over to the White House and cooks.
Yeah,
He believed in family. He believed in family. But even with Bush.
That's the thing.
Even Bush had some type of respect about him. Yeah, he may have choked on the pretzel and was doing other crazy stuff. But still, his speeches was a whole lot. You know, everything about what he was doing was just, you know, he stuck to the script.
Yeah.
This thing right here, like I
America,
said, he's like the little Yachty of the president. Like he's just jumping on the microphone, saying anything. Calling people
because
fake,
America has
telling people to shut up.
Yeah,
really.
And you know, being disrespectful. And the thing is, a lot of people could say this: has America lost its standards? Of course, it's lost its standards a long time ago. Because check this out. Let's go back in time in history. During the Civil Rights Movement, when the Freedom Riders, when they had set that bus ablaze in Alabama, Did you know that the pictures from that, from those moments made front page news worldwide? And at the time, remember, Russia was a communist country under Nikita Khrushchev. And all those other countries, you know what they were saying? They put it on the front page news. If you watch the documentary, you know what they said? Shame on America. Shame. They were laughing at America. And you know, when they kind of had respect for America was when President Obama was elected in 2008. They were like, wow, America really changed. They were giving compliments saying, wow, you guys finally changed. But
and now we're moving backwards.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, you take two steps. Like you say, you take two steps forward, two steps back.
Yep.
No, not two steps back, but way back.
And that's how I told people before. Because people got, a black man be successful, that's how you created Donald Trump. And before you elect
come
a woman,
on, him.
Before you elect a woman, you will pick Donald Trump before a woman?
Oh, well, like Sean Black said years ago, he said, America will put a black man in office before they would ever put a woman. And, you know, even today, during that press conference, he was still slamming Hillary Clinton.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was.
And here's my question, Big Red. Where's Hillary now?
I didn't hear what you said, what?
Where's Hillary now?
Where is she?
You know, when we first said, I think she's sitting back laughing. I think she's sitting back laughing.
Yes, she is.
Probably, yeah.
Because,
I
you
think,
know what?
Yeah, probably.
You know what? Even when the Women's March, people are saying, oh, where was Hillary? I'm like, you know, a friend of mine said something that was very meaningful when she said this. She said, yeah, everyone was asking, oh, where was Hillary during the Women's March? Yet, where were those same women when Hillary was running for president?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Good point. Can't argue with that.
They're the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? They always want to come in at the fourth quarter. Like 10 minutes,
yep,
5 minutes
exactly.
Left in the fourth quarter, and then they want to come in and be like, oh, it's like, no, it's too late. You missed the whole damn game.
All right.
Exactly.
You missed the whole game. And I'm just like, once again, has America lowered its standards? But Hot Rod said his best. When did
he
ever
have
standards?
Well, for the record, ladies and gentlemen, I am an American citizen, so don't be coming and knocking my door, okay?
Hey, that don't matter.
I'm just saying.
Dude, they can lose your
don't
paperwork.
Don't come knock on my door.
Listen, they can lose your paperwork. They can lose mine, too.
Yeah, they could probably lose
them.
Like, yeah,
they
you got to go check again.
So we went to Kings County,
like
and we ain't find nothing on you, Jack.
No, unless you're from Europe. They come for everybody.
Hey,
everybody.
For my ass, half of these bars in New York City will close down without me, okay? Because I support the damn bars, okay? So they need me here.
Well, listen, keep your ass off of Church Avenue.
Right? Keep your ass off of
Church Avenue.
You know, them dollar bands are going to be like, hey, man, I ain't trying to get up on this.
Oh,
I don't say that.
Jamaica
oh
and Brooklyn
yes.
Going to be hurting. Flatbush going to be hurting.
Oh yeah, Jamaica
already.
Avenue. Oh my god. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Not hurting already.
Yeah. People, this
people
is not good.
Are,
this is not going
people
good.
Are scared
for the winter.
No, but in all seriousness, people are really scared.
It's sad
yes,
because you're taking money out of
should,
you're taking money out of people. You know, hands. They got families that they're trying to. You know, they do those jobs so they can. You know, send
survive.
Back to their families at home. It's like, are you kidding me?
But you know what?
What?
If you guys, all of you guys who are my friends on Facebook, did you guys see my post on January 20th? I posted a song by Stevie Wonder.
Well, hold on, brother, because it's about to cut off. So listen,
uh-oh.
Everybody. Thank you for
uh-oh.
Listening. Hot Rod.
Yeah, you're welcome.
J-Dog, Big Red.
Hey.
This has
yeah.
been great. And to those so-called patriots who didn't call in, Go kick yourself, because you had a chance to represent and you didn't.
That's right. Go kick
yourself. With that being said, another episode of Men Union Can. Listen, absolute truth.
Monday nights, 10:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. Check it out. Hot Rod.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, guys.
All
peace
right,
out,
everybody. Right. Easy. Peace.
Easy.
Peace.
Later.
Later.
Dump the Trump.
Everybody. Dump Trump.
Everybody.
Dump him.